And we turn our attention to Toi Māori now, and a new Māori business making tuku tuku toy kits, one of two Māori businesses, including Kids Kuruwai, to win the Manaaki 5K business grant, which was announced last Friday. And it's great to have Awhina Murupainga, the owner of Whatu Creatives, join us for a kōrero. Tēnā koe, Awhina. Nā mahara mai. Kia pākiwaka, pākiwaha, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi, sister. Congratulations on your little boost to help you along, and that's a cool thing. No hea koe, Awhina?
Kia ora koutou, ko Awhina Murupainga, tōku ingoa. No te hiku o te kāhau, Ngāti Kuri, Te Rarawa, Ngāti Kahu, me Ngāpui. And I'm fortunate to live up here. I live in Taipa in Taranui. And I've just on the eve of launching my first product, the Tuku Tuku Toy Kit, which is what helped us secure the win for the Manaaki competition for our Pākehi Māori.
Ka pai, good on you. And, well, we're a bit jealous too, because Taipa is such a beautiful place, and I know that your taha Māori means a great deal to you, as it does all of us. But advancing business concepts from the rohe outside of the big smokes is a challenge, but with e-commerce now becoming more of a reality in our everyday life, sometimes you can be far away places but still, still sharing your wares across not just Aotearoa but across the globe. Tell us about Whatu Creatives, why you set that up, and then talk us through the Toku Toku Toy Kits. So our kai whakarongo across the motu, Awhina, get a feel for what you're trying to do from Taipa.
Kia ora, Dale. So I'm an artist, a mama, and I'm training to be a kaiako. And this year I was part of Creative in Schools, the Ministry of Education, kaupapa. And I taught tuku tuku in our kura kaupapa in Kaitaia. And that began my journey in terms of creating resources for our tamariki in our kura. And so we put on these exhibitions with our tamariki, and our whole kaupapa was named Tuku Atu Tuku Mai, and we taught our kids how they could tell their own story through making tuku tuku patterns. And so they went on to make their own mahi, and then their parents asking how they can do this in the school holidays, and with lockdown, people all over the motu have been asking as well. And so the momentum just has slowly built. And we're in a changing time in our own motu around, like you say, e-commerce. But we also got localised histories coming into our kura. And so this is, I'm preparing for that, as we will need more rauemi Māori, made by Māori, to help teach our localised histories, as we bring back all our old stories about, particularly us as tangata whenua. And so from there, we also just got our program into one of our local social services up here, and then just through word of mouth and social media, we've had lots of interest in the hauora sector, from mental health, the youth workers, from psychologists, because they see the value of having these types of rauemi available to help all the people in the different sectors and in the mahi that they do. And so, yeah, I just started making them, and we're just about to do our first release of Tuku Tuku Toy Kits off our platforms on Facebook and Instagram.
Ka pai. What intrigued you about Tuku Tuku, and who was it who shared that taonga with you, Awhina?
Well, I was lucky to grow up at Kura Kaupapa at Hwani Waititi Marae, and so we didn't have art classrooms there, but we had a marae. And so as kids, we just sat in our whare drawing these carvings and these tuku tuku. And I wasn't lucky enough to learn as a kid the art of tuku tuku. But when I was 25, I was asked to come up home to Ahipara. I run an art gallery at my marae called Te Whare Whiritoi at Roma Marae. And over the years, we've been teaching the art, particularly o te whare pōra, our weaving mediums, to our hapuri, to our tamariki, and that sort of inspired me to go on pursue teaching. And, you know, I'm preparing myself to be a teacher, and I want the rauemi to be available for me to teach our kids and for every kaiako, you know. So I'm just preparing, you know, and lockdown has also shown how valuable this can be for whānau to work together. You know, every toolkit that I've sold, I've heard stories of people connecting, creating new memories and experiences through learning a new skill. And something special about my toolkits is that I actually give you the patterns. I give you the I give you three patterns, tuku tuku patterns, and I give you the meaning. So you get to choose which one you want to, pattern you might want to use. You also get to choose what colour you want to make them in, and then sort of tell your own story as you create a new experience with yourself or with your own whānau. And so, yeah, it's just been the mātauranga that has been growing out of the kit has been heaps. And I'm lucky to be on Kahau, I te awa e-commerce course for Indigenous people, which is just supporting my mahi to grow this to a level that can reach the whole world. We have our people all around the world. We have Indigenous iwi taketake all connecting and sharing our tools for bringing back our mātauranga Māori, our mātauranga wa mātou tūpuna.
I think it's a wonderful kaupapa too, because the love our people have for tukutuku, for harikeke, is age old. And to introduce it to our tamariki, and indeed remind them that these are not random kaupapa, that they are very age old storytelling traditions, you know, might inspire them to take it even a bit further. While you offer them three original kaupapa pakiwaitara to follow with the tukutuku, I guess the reality is that should they take an extra interest in it, they could expand that into their own kōrero. And so a richness can emerge, can't it? A whānau taonga for the generations.
Kia ora, yeah. Yeah, he taonga tuku iho. And, you know, I talk about how I had this beautiful marae as my classroom. But for us in Te Tai Tokiro, we don't have many fully adorned marae. So I see this rauemi and our programs. So we create programs to support the teaching of this toolkit. And, you know, I'm trying to create a little army of artists who will carve our marae and tukutuku our marae and kōwhaiwhai our marae. And our toi Māori is a vehicle to reconnect to your marae. So many people are just finding out through technologies on the Māori Land Court website who their whānau are, where their whenua are, where their marae is, but are quite fearful to step onto their marae. And so I can see the toi Māori as a way that we can bring our people together and plan for the future. There's so many themes from our atua Māori down to our tupuna who made these tukutuku patterns and carving patterns and weaving patterns. They all have these value systems, and these are the values that we need as a people to adapt to the taiao and te ao hurihuri that we live in, but also to create new sustainable futures for our tamariki and our mokopuna. So one of the things I talked to Manaaki about, you know, what this pūtea would mean to me, the 5 grand, is just supporting me in the mahi that I do and the value of bringing back all our kōrero tuku iho, our traditional patterns and contemporising it all and making it relevant to us in te ao hurihuri, because they're all still really important messages for us to acquire and to live in our everyday life.
It's been really nice having you join us on the program. We're shooting out through the iwi network today too, so dotted around the country, our wonderful irirangi, but also our Access Community radio stations. So we celebrate in your success, Awhina, and also your commitment to sharing what is a, as you say, taonga tuku iho to our tamariki rangatahi o te motu. Awhina, of course, the owner of Whatu Creatives. Let us know how to have a squizzy at your Tuku Tuku Toy Kits, and hopefully some around the country will want to support you, and ultimately that's what it's about, so that you can have some financial independence whilst maintaining this richness of where you live in beautiful Taipa. How do we get hold of you, Afina?
We're just about to launch our website, which will be fatucreative.co.nz, but at the moment you can just find me on Instagram and Facebook, and we're about to release our first sets of Tuku Tuku Toy Kits from next week.